1057, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder and provide payment for the construction of the Holman Pump Station Emergency Sewer Replacement Project, number E10870, for $774,547.
Mr. Fish.
Turn it over to the BES team.
Good morning, Mary Hells, commissioners. My name is Joe Dvorak. For the record, I'm an engineer with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I have a short presentation to talk about the emergency sewer replacement at Holman Pump Station.
Okay, Carla will assist.
Great, thank you. So last month, we found a very large cavity over the top of the sewer pipe at Holman Pump Station. So one of the pipes feeding the Holman Pump Station, the graphic is shown here at the top. So what's unusual about this particular sewer pipe is there's no top to it. Corrosion has eroded the entire top of the pipe. So what you're seeing here in the picture is the top portion is just ground surface. This is ground in a large cavern with tree roots extending down into the sewer. So upon finding that, we called an on-call contractor. We hired them to stabilize the situation. They attempted to divert the flow, which is shown in the picture in the bottom. Upon doing that, we found that one of the pressure pipes leading to this pump station was also severely deteriorated. So at that point, this was beyond the scope of the on-call contract, and we declared an emergency. We engineered a permanent fix. Bid the project, received three bids. So today's request is for City Council to authorize that contract with the lowest responsive bidder. So a little bit of context. What this graphic shows is the location of the Holman Pump Station at the bottom of the picture, and in red, the portions of the pipe that we intend to fix. To the right at the bottom is Interstate 205 and Airport Way. At the very top is IKEA. And there is a wetland in between the pump station and IKEA. So as mentioned in the actual ordinance, this pump station sees about 5,000 gallons per minute of sewage flow, which is significant. So what we intend to do is make this replacement to avoid any more sewer releases impacting businesses or the wetland. So real quick, what we plan to do is replace 100 feet of the 21-inch gravity sewer. And this graphic to the right shows a portion that we also want to intend to fix that isn't failed yet, but you can see the steel reinforcement bar. 726 feet of pressure pipe is also within the scope of work, and we intend to do that quickly and safely and minimize impact to businesses. Last slide, the cost estimate is just under $775,000. The contractor is Moore Excavation, and we hope to finish this by November.
So we charge an extra strength charge for industrial businesses that put chemicals into the sewer system. Is this extreme deterioration caused by chemical discharges from some or another of the businesses that are in the sewer service area?
It's the chemicals inherent to sewage. So when you pump the sewage, it releases that hydrogen sulfide, and that's what eats away at the concrete. So it's not any one specific industry. It's just the nature of pumping sewage and then releasing it.
Well, to the mayor's point, does an increase in flow exacerbate the situation?
Turbulence.
Turbulence?
Turbulence from when pump stations flow into gravity pipes and then...
Okay. So this is just a, if you will, a natural consequence of pumping rather than there's somebody in the neighborhood who's putting chlorine or
correct
sulfide or something else. That's it. Okay. Just wanted to know. Thank you. Other questions? Thanks very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? It is an emergency ordinance, obviously. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for the very clear presentation. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye. Okay, 10:15.